This goes to Northwoods Adult Foster Care Home and Andrew Coleman, C-O-L-M-A-N, fax 989-588-3007 regarding Virginia Maitman, M like Mary, A-T-E, M like Mary, A, N like November, date of birth May 16th, 1943. Dear Dr. Coleman and staff of Northwoods Adult Foster Care Facility, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Maitman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and anemia. Her last visit was March 6th of this year. Since that time, she was admitted to Elma Hospital from July 19th through July 20th with acute renal failure superimposed on chronic kidney disease. Most likely, that was suspected to be secondary to severe urinary tract infection and recent exposure to gentamicin. That was the only antibiotic that the bacteria could be treated with. She was not symptomatic and actually was able to be discharged back to Northwoods Adult Foster Care Home 24 hours after admission. Serial labs were checked, and they went from creatinine of 3.7 down to 2.48, 2.63. August 16th, we had 2.11. Most recently, creatinine is back to baseline of 1.88. She is very sleepy today, but she's doing well, according to nursing staff. She has had a 5-pound weight increase since her last telemedicine visit. No other concerns or problems reported by the nursing staff. Medications, I want to highlight potassium, 10 mil equivalents, one daily. Also, other medications for mental status changes like Seroquel, Xanax, Zoloft. She's also on Lipitor, Synthroid, Depakote ER, and several supplements. Physical exam, weight is 168 pounds, pulse 64, temperature 98.1, and blood pressure 133/62. The patient is very sleepy and in no apparent distress. In labs, most recent lab studies were done September 18th, this morning, 2023. Creatinine had improved, gone from 2.11 down to 1.88. Estimated GFR is 27. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 8.7. Albumin low at 3.4. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin 10.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slow improvement in creatinine levels after her episode of acute renal failure in July of this year. Two, hypertension, well controlled. Three, history of anemia. We've asked the nursing home staff to have lab studies done monthly, so they will repeat them again in October. She should continue to follow her low-salt diet, and we will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.